Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is Moshech Kofufer, Chaim Yonatan Mordechai Ben Peshe Hilka, B'soch She'achol Yisrael, and for Eliezer Rachel Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Le'ilui Nishmasa. In the previous year, we learned the Hakdama of Rav Kook to the Mitzvah of Tefillin, and now he gets to the L'shem Yichud Kutsha Barichu. Hashem Yichud Kutsha Barichu Shchinte Benchilu Berechimu. In the name of the unifying of the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shechina, fear and with love. The Yachid Shem Yud and then Hey with a Vav and then Hey. B'Yichud Hashlim with a complete unification. B'Shem Kol Yisrael in the name of all the Jewish people. Hineni Mechavin Menachas Tefillin Lekayim Mitzvos Bori. I have Kavmana when I'm putting on my Tefillin. Mekayim the mitzvah of my Creator, Shetzivanu Laniach Tefillin, who commanded us to lay Tefillin. Omer HaRav, says the Rav, Achrei HaRayon HaKamus, after the hidden idea, Shesham Shirat Kodesh, שירת הקודש ואור השעשועים העליונים המזהיר בעוצם תוקף גבורת הודו. And the light of divine pleasure shines in the power of it, the strength of its glory. שהוא עומד למעלה מכל רצון מיוחד ומכל כוונה מפורטה. That's above any specific will, any defined intention. הננו ניגשים להחשיף את האור האלוקי על כל היסוד המעשי כולו. We now approach to reveal the godly light on the foundation of all practical deed. Al kol olam ha'chayim, and all the world of life, al kol malchot ha'teva, and all of the system of nature, ve'al kol ha'tochen shel ha'ishiyut ha'miyuchada ve'ha'mugbala b'meitzarei, and the whole content of the special personality that is circumscript and limited within its boundaries. Behitachada imativiyut hagufanit, when it's uniting with natural body. Legalot al yidei haor ha'alum hamushrash b'meromei kodesh shel hetangut al Hashem shel shashui kodesh hakodeshim elyonim, to reveal through the hidden light that is rooted in the high, in the exalted levels of holiness, of pleasure of Hashem, in His celestial worlds of pleasure, as kol ha'orah ha'gluya, the entire revealed light, hamutmenet b'chol et galuta b'ma'aveh ha'kochot ha'chomriyim, that's hidden in all of its revelation, in the veil of the physical strength. Ve'erkei ha'gviyah ha'miyuchadim la'tiviyut ha'yisraelit, and the value of the special body, of natural Jewish body, migeza kodesh machtzavtam, from the holy root they are shaped. Mishum ha'yisod hazeh hareinu ba'im mimidat ha'itangut ha'shirit ha'omedet mima'al lekol erich shel matara v'kavana el ha'midah ha'mugbelet sheshem ha'kavana hi be'er chayeha ve'ofa'at ruchaniyuta. We go from the place, because of this foundation, we come from the place of poetic pleasure that is above any value of purpose and intention, to the Mida Mukbeles, the limited, more defined amounts, but their intention is the river of its life and the revelation of its spirituality. Kshanu ba'im l'mida zo, hareinu mechavnim l'kayem mitzvat tefillin. When we come to this Mida, we have kavanah to be mekayem the mitzvah of tefillin, b'tor ha'or ha'eloki shel ha'mitzvah, as the godly light of the mitzvah, chasufa b'koach ha'briyah, that's revealed in the power of creation, ha'ba'u mityachedet al yishut ha'pratit shel ish Yisraeli, that's coming and is revealing itself on the individual personality of the Jewish male, hachashu margishet kirvat eloka oso, who feels the closeness of God who made him, bora'acha Yaakov, your creator Jacob, shemeatochen hamiyuchad v'hamefurat hazeh ba'amshecha elokit, that from this special content and in specific content comes the draw of divine bounty from above, ad hagvula miyuchad shel mitzvat tefillin, to the special boundaries of mitzvah tefillin, lefa'er ba, to glorify et ha'mahut ha'miyuchada shel ish ha'yechid sheb'Yisrael, the special essence of the individual Jew, ha'moshechet shefat kodesho, that draws his holy flow of divine bounty, me'otzer ha'chaim shel kedushat ha'klal, ha'idei mitzvah tefillin, from the storehouse of life, of the holiness of the community, through the mitzvah of tefillin. I think it's important to read this passage just to get an idea that there were human beings who lived on a level that was far beyond anything we've ever experienced. And they lived that way every day. And one of those people was Maran Rav Kook, who wrote the passage we just read. And I can't even pretend to figure out and understand even a minute percentage of what the Rav actually meant. And certainly, not on the cerebral level, but on the soul level, to feel what he felt. However, and it most simple and elementary level, what Rav Kook is saying here is that there are two levels. Number one is above anything that we can imagine. There's this light of God, there's this holiness, there's this divine pleasure, there's a place, it's even above Ratzon, it's above everything, and that we have no connection to, it's beyond us. But we know that it's there, and we know that everything in this world is an outgrowth of that level, of that Madrega, of that Shiras HaKodesh, of that Or HaShashuim HaElyonim, that shines so powerfully, the divine pleasure that's above any Ratzon, that's above any Kavana. We can't talk about Kavana. And that's what all of nature and all of this world is stemming from. But that's a place that we can't really comprehend on any level. However, there are lights. There is spirituality that is revealed in this world as well. And for that we have kavana. Kavana, when you have intention, when you try, as they say today, to wrap your mind around something, to try to understand, to try to connect to something more concrete. That's our world of kavana. And we do that, we have kavana, l'shem yichud, we have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, to be mekayim mitzvah bori, shetzivanu l'aniach tefillin. So in achinami, there's this kodesh b'rich hu, so far above us, there's the shechina, that we're connecting kodesh b'rich hu b'shchinteh, whatever that means. But that has to come down to us, to this world, and the light has to be revealed. And we do that through having kavana through the mitzvah of tefillin. There's this hamshacha from the higher world, from that world that's above Ratzon, that world of Shiras Kodesh, that comes down even to our world, and it reveals itself on the tefillin. When we put on our tefillin, we draw this Kedusha down to ourselves. So that's the idea of this Shem Yichud Kodesh Brichu Shchinteh B'Techilu Barachimu. and this kavana that we have for tefillin, what we're doing is we're trying to connect the lower level of our kavana of the limited world, the world of maisa, the world of practicality, the world of the body, putting the tefillin in our body, and we connect that to the higher world, to the more spiritual world, and the kli through which all of the ruchnius comes down is going to be through these tefillin. We continue, Kakatuv b'Torah, Ukshartam le'ot al yadecha ve'ayu l'totafot ben yinecha. It says in the Torah, you should tie them as a sign on your hand, and they should be totafis between your eyes. Omer Rav, mitzvat hanachat tefillin mitzayenet et kdushat ha-mitzvah shel ha-pula rishona, pulat ha-anacha, shehi reishit ha-hofa'a shel ha-kdusha mitchaberet el ha-tev ha-gufani, ma'ale oto u-mikadashato. The mitzvah of putting on your tefillin represents the kedusha of the mitzvah of the first pe'ula. And what is that? Pulat ha-anacha, the placing. That is the beginning of the revelation of Kedusha that connects to the physical body. It elevates the physical body and it sanctifies the physical body. Behatchalat ha-tzad ba ha-ish ha-yichidi al ha-ma'amad shel erech ha-kavana shi-holechet u-mit'ala al-yidei ha-mshacha pnimit shekedushat ha-tfilin po'elet al-adam beha-mshachata ad shehu mit'ala mi'al kol erech shel matara ba-kavana. First, at the first step, the individual man comes to this state of the value of kavana, which goes and is elevated through this deeper drawing that the Kedusha's tefillin draws upon a person, until this person is elevated above any matara, any purpose, and any kavana. And he goes to this place of divine pleasure, of holiness, marom ha'elyon, the exalted high place, shashu kedoshim, of holy spiritual pleasures. So like we said in the previous piece, that there are two levels. There's the level of the ora shashuim elyonim, this divine light of pleasure, and then there's tefillin that's supposed to draw that down here. That's what we're doing, we're putting on tefillin, we're connecting to that upper world, which is even above kavana. Of course we have to have kavana, but we have kavana to bring us to that place that's above kavana, that's above anything that the mind can comprehend. Kavana we can comprehend, I have kavana to do this maisa mitzvah, but we're trying to go to that place beyond kavana. וכשאנו מסתכלים בארבעת הפרשיות שמצוות תפילין כתובה בהם, לא נמצא פסוק שהוא מברר את התוכן של ההנחה בתחילתה, שהיא הקשירה ויחוסה לאיש היחידי, כי אם זה הכתוב של הפרשה הראשונה, של קריאת שמה שהוא קשרתם לאות על ידיך, שהוא מציין את הקשירה שהיא פעולה הראשונה, שממנה אנו מקישים גם כן על הפעולה הראשונה של הוויה שבשל ראש, שבלשון יחיד היא אמורה. מה שאין כן בפרשה שנייה של קריאת שמה, שכתוב בה בלשון רבים, וקשרתם אותם לאות על ידכם, ואין הקווה היחידית ניכרת בה, שאדם בתור יחיד צריך להמשיך את קדושת המצווה, היחידיותו האישית, ובפרשיות קדש והביאך, שכתוב בהם, והיה לך לאות, או והיה לאות, הוויה המפורשת שם, שמציינת את הערך של המשכת המצווה, אחרי המפעל של הקשירה, שהיא כבר מסגלת את אדם על מעלה עליונה מאוד, העולה מהערך האפשרי להיות מצויר לנפשו בית מעמד ההכנה של המצווה, שהיא מתאמת אל הערך של כוח הכוונה המטרתית. When we look at the four parshias that the mitzvah tefillin is written on them, we don't find any pasuk that clarifies the content of the placing of the tefillin at the beginning, which is the kshira in relationship to the individual person. Only this pasuk of the first parasha of Shema, ukshartam le'ot al yadecha, talks to an individual, and it says to put the tefillin on your arm, on your individual arm. That's the kshira, which is the first pe'ula. And from this, we can also learn the Pu'ula Rishona of Havaya Shebishel Rosh. That's also said, B'lashon Yachid, Ukshatam La'ot Al Yadecha, Vehayu. That's the Vahavaya. That's the, and it will be. So we have the Ukshatam, the Ot Al Yadecha to the individual, and then Vehayu Litotafot Bein Inecha. And then we tell the individual also that you're going to put the tefillin between your eyes. That's in the first parish of Shema. But in the second parish of Shema, it says, Lashon Rabin, Ukshatem Otam La'ot Al Yadchem. Lashon Rabin, Otam. The Ot Al Yadchem, on your hands, not Ukshatam La'ot Al Yadecha, on your hand, the individual. Here it's Lashon Rabin. And here, Eina Kavana HaYichidit Nikaret. A beautiful deal that you only see the Yachid in the first parish of Shema, not the second parish of Shema. Second parish of Shema is Lashon Rabin. She'adam b'tol Yachid, that man is an individual, Tzarich lahamshich es kedushat ha-mitzvah al yichidiyuto ha-ishit. As an individual, he has to draw the holiness of the mitzvah to his individual self. It doesn't say that in the second parasha. Only in the first parasha there's this emphasis on the yachid. Parashiyos of Kadesh and Bahaya Ki Viacha, and the other two parashiyos in the Tefillin, it says Vehaya Lecha Le'ot. Vehaya Le'ot, this inyan of Havaya, which is the value of drawing down the mitzvah after the Kshira. In other words, you have the Maisa mitzvah, Ukshartam Kshira, and then you have the Vahaya, that's the Havaya. What is, that was after you do the Maisa, then you bring down all the Kedusha with the Havaya, the being. And that is Mesagelet Adam El Malyal Yonah Me'od. That accustoms a person to a very high level. Ha'olem Me'ha'echach Efshari. Anything that a person can imagine when he's preparing for the mitzvah. It's above the possible value that one can imagine in his soul when he's preparing for the mitzvah. That's fitting for the value of the power of intended kavana. That's the lower level. That's the preparation. So when we're in the world of Kavana, we think of Ukshartim la'osa yadecha v'hayu l'totafos bein einecha. Which is our hachana, that we're going to do this ma'isa mitzvah, and that we can understand. But it doesn't say, Rav Kook is medayik, Chakasuv batoira, that's the level of Havaya of the Tefillin being on you, and that's a higher Madrega than the mere Madrega of Ukshartem and Vayul Totafos. Vayul Totafos is in the world of Kavana. I'm having Kavana to do this Maisa Mitzvah, to tie them on my arm and between my eyes and to bring down all the Kedusha. And then the Vahaya is when you're trans. It's after that level. You go up a Madrega, and you transform to this place of the Shashuim Helionim. It's just on you, it is. No Maisa, no Kavana Matratit. You're not in the world of Kavana anymore, you're above this world of Kavana. Al Kena Chanata Mitzvah, V'hitkavnuta b'tor ish yechidi, when you're preparing for the mitzvah, and you have kavana for the mitzvah as an individual, that's drawing upon yourself this shefa kodesh of kedushas boro, in the content b'tochen miyuchad elav b'pratiyut. That's something that's part of your achana, that's part of your kavana, that you're going to tie this tefillin on your arm, you're going to do this ma'isa mitzvah, you're going to bring down the shefa kodesh. And then this tefillin are going to be between your eyes. That's in Parashat Shema. And that's why we dafka quote this pasuk, because this is in the world of kavana. Whereas v'hayalaot, v'hayalachalaot, that we say later, the other parashas, that's above the world of kavana, so it's not mentioned in the l'shem yichud. Ve'od baz b'zeh kavana l'samen et ha'yisod ha'mekudash, ha'mekasher et ha'adam l'mitzvat Hashem b'taharata. And also the kavana comes to symbolize this holy foundation that connects man to the mitzvah of Hashem and its purity. Or Dvar Hashem Hu Yisod HaChayim HaMakoriyim Asher Rak Hu Noten Shefat Chayim Umagia LaMatara HaBrura Shel HaMitzvah SheMitzvat Hashem HaMetgale Al Yedei HaBitui Shel Dvar Hashem HaKetuv BaTorah. HaKavana Shel Kiyum HaMitzvah Nikshereti Bazeh Dafka KaKetuv BaTorah Shekol Ma SheNeshama Mishtalhevet MeRikshah HaPnimi UMishivat Talalei Oroteha HaKol Hu Mevusas Al HaKetuv BaTorah HaElyona Shel kol orot hakodesh kulam. Nifla meod what the Rav says here. And after we say uksharatem l'os, before we say uksharatem l'os, we say God commanded us to put on tefillin kakosuv batorah, like it says in the Torah. So we're connecting ourselves to the mitzvah of Hashem. So even though you know tefillin so holy and it's shining with glory, and it has such power and such potency, and it makes you so great and so holy, and you just want to do it, even if it wouldn't say it in the Torah, you just want to get all the Shef Eloki. So we emphasize, no, it's not what we're going to get from it. Kakasuv b'Torah. We want to do it because it says in the Torah. We want to be Mekayim Tzav of Hashem, not just to get the benefit from the tefillin. The tshuka could come from this place of, wow, it'll be so great, all the benefits we're getting from the tefillin. But it's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to put on tefillin because the Torah says, it's Dvar Hashem. And that's taka why we're putting on tefillin. And that's why we say in the Shem Yichud, Kakosu b'Torah uksharat m'lasayda. Not just we're putting on tefillin because we're going to get so much from this, mamash going to be gevaldik. But we have to emphasize the Kakosu b'Torah. We're doing it because it's Dvar Hashem. And even though your neshama has such a slavus to do this mitzvah, it's not coming from a place of what the neshama is going to get, but only because it's all based on what it says in the Torah. Torah tells us to put on tefillin, therefore the neshama has this slavus to put on tefillin because the Torah said to put on tefillin. You know, the neshama also knows all the benefits she's going to get. Have a little bit more of an appreciation, I hope, of the mitzvah of tefillin, and we should be zochet to go mala mala and learn more of this Torah, and to somehow connect to places that where we've never been. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.